先读一点神的话语。
Let's read a few Bible passages.
马太福音第七章。
Matthew chapter 7.
十三、十四节。
13 and 14.
马太福音第七章十三、十四节。
7:13 and 14.
你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it.
它这里引到永生，它原文是没有一个永生，而是生命的意思。
So in the original, it's not eternal life, but life.
Yeah, 然后请翻到约翰一书。约翰一书第三章二十四节。
First John.
第三章二十四。
3:24.
遵守神命令的就住在神里面，神也住在他里面。我们所以知道神住在我们里面，是因他所赐给我们的圣灵。
And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And thereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us.
然后第二章，就约翰一书第二章二十七节。
And then chapter 2:27.
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, you shall abide in him.
然后我们再请翻到约翰福音第七章。
Then Gospel of John chapter 7.
37然后到39的上半节。
37 to first part of 39.
约翰福音第七章37节。节期的末日就是最大之日，耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了可以到我这里来喝，信我的人就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的。
In the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spoke he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified.
然后约翰福音第六章六十三、六十四的前半节。
And then John 6.
六十三、六十四的前半节。
63 and first part of 64.
叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命，只是你们中间有不信的人。
It is the spirit that quickens, the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not.
我们再读罗马书第八章。
And then Romans chapter 8.
第二节。
Verse 2.
因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律。
For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death.
他这里说圣灵是赐生命的圣灵。
It is the spirit of life.
第六节。
And in verse 6.
体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
第八章十四节。
And then 8, 14.
因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
然后第八章的二十七、二十八。
And then verses 27-28.
鉴察人心的，晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
And he that search the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he make intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose.
我们圣经就读到这里。
So we end our Bible reading here.
我这次还想跟大家一起继续我上一次的交通。
I want to continue my sharing from last time.
就进窄门走小路。
And it is to enter the straight gate and the narrow way.
因为主耶稣说，他说找着那条生命的路的人很少。
Because the Lord said those who find the way of life are few.
甚至我说找着的人很少，我能想到两个，一个就是因为这是一条里面的路，生命的路。
Because this is an inward way, it's a way of life, and so those who find them.That the way is are few.
因为不是外面的，所以许多人找不着。
Because it's not an outward way, and so people can't find it.
另外一个就是找到人很少，是因为这是一条付代价的路。
Another reason why few find it is because it is a way that you where you have to pay the price.
我今天就想借着从夏令会一直到现在，我心中的一点感觉和一些学习，我跟大家交通。
So I want to share what is in my heart and what I've learned since the summer conference.
我们都知道啊，常建弟兄这次夏令会跟我们啊有一些交通。
We know that Brother Chang Jian shared something with us this summer conference.
他说因信称义。
He talked about justification by faith.
但是他给我们是他说是那个称义。
But he was talking about how we use our own strength to hold up that righteousness.
他自己讲，他说就是我们有些人，不是有些人，就是我们可能都是差不多。有些在主里久了，好像过了一段时间，生命就不活泼了。
We have who have been in the Lord for a while, our life is no longer lively.
好像主在我们生活当中，好像影子好像都很少了。
Even the shadow of the Lord in our life is very limited.
我们的好像道也听得很多，但是属灵的实际也很少。
We heard a lot, but very shallow reality, spiritual reality in our life.
好像我们生活中有许多事让我们没有安息。
There are many things in our life that does not give us rest.
捆绑也挣脱不了。
And we cannot break free from our bondage.
好像脾气好像很经常又犯起来。
We lose our temper.
我们一直祷告，有些环境主就是没有挪开。
And we pray about certain circumstances, and the Lord does not take them away.
好像我们的精力都耗尽了。
And our effort is already exhausted.
然后我们看弟兄姊妹，以前都一个一个很可爱，但是好像现在那个可爱的感觉没了。
And we used to see brothers and sisters as very lovely, and now it's diminished.
好像现在追求好像也没有劲。
And there is it's hard to go on pursuing.
它里面一点荣耀的感觉也没了。
And there's lack of glory inside.
我说这些，我并不是给大家discourage.
I'm not trying to discourage us.
但是我心中。多少还 touch 到我们里面的一些感觉。
But I'm touching what is our feeling within.
我心中也在呼喊。
And in my heart, I'm also crying.
我说主啊，生命枯干的问题在哪里？
Lord, what is the root of problem of this life getting dried up?
出路在哪里？
Where is the way?
就带着这个问题，我参加了西岸聚会。
So with this question, I went to the WCCC.
感谢主，借着江弟兄和彭弟兄的信息，这一次让我这个问题有个解答。
And through the message of Brother Kong and Brother Peng, this question was answered.
我们江弟兄是从人堕落一直讲到进入新耶路撒冷。
Our Brother Kong spoke how from men's fall up till the New Jerusalem. This is a whole plan of God. But how to get from the fall to the New Jerusalem for our brother is very simple. The first point is one has to make sure that one is born again and has the life of God. If you do not have the life of God, no matter what you do, you cannot reach the New Jerusalem.
另外一个, 他说, 我们要跟随圣灵那微小的声音。
And then the other is to follow that still small voice of the Holy Spirit.
因为他知道人如果是跟随圣灵, 一定能够走到。
Because he knows if a man follows that voice of the Holy Spirit, he will reach the destination.
我们团弟兄跟我们, 分享到, 交通道就是神给我们有两个应许，一个是儿子的名分，一个是产业。
And Brother Peng shared us there are two promises. One is inheritance and one is sonship.
但是这个我们怎么得到真实的得到儿子的名分和产业？我们弟兄的主要的点还是说要在圣灵的带领里面，神会做成。
How do we gain sonship and the inheritance is still following the Holy Spirit.
所以当感谢主，就借着这项特会的信息让我看到，就是枯干了，是因为我们那条路有时候走错了。 So
he showed us that we dried up because we are walking the wrong way.
那个生命的路在于跟随圣灵的带领。That
way of life really is dependent on following the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们需要对圣灵有一个更多的认识。
We need to know more the Holy Spirit. We know that the Holy Spirit is the third person of the three.
我们对神是父神，我们了解。
We understand God the Father.
我们对主耶稣也很了解。
We know God the Son, our Lord Jesus.
但是我们对圣灵有全面的认识，可能很多欠缺。
But to know the Holy Spirit in all his aspects is we're very limited in that.
有一个弟兄说，他说这三位有个关系，他说他用亚伯拉罕的家做一个比方。
So a brother used the example of the house of Abraham to explain this.
他说在这个家有父亲，就是亚伯拉罕。
He said, in this household there's father, and that's Abraham.
儿子是以撒。
The son is Isaac.
还有他一个很忠心的管家。
And then he has a faithful steward.
圣灵在神的计划中，他是那个管家。
Now the Holy Spirit is like that steward.
圣经怎么告诉我们圣灵他是怎样的一位呢？
Now who is the Holy Spirit?
我们回到神的话，我们看到约翰福音16章，他说圣灵是真理的圣灵。
So in John 16, we know that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Truth.
然后在刚才罗马书第八章，他说圣灵是生命的圣灵。
And then in Romans 8, it says He is the Spirit of Life.
这英文翻译得很好，他说 Spirit of Truth 和 Spirit of Life.
So in English, we say Spirit of Truth and Spirit of Life.
我试着想解释这个，后来我就想，我就想到马环弟兄是东医师。
So when I was thinking about how to explain this, I thought Ma Huan, he's Chinese traditional doctor.
Yeah, 这是 Doctor of Chinese Medicine. 我不知道这样翻译对不对。
So he said Doctor of Chinese Medicine.
但是他跟圣经这个还是不一样，就是说，没有任何其他意思。我说我们弟兄有中医的知识。
So I'm saying our brother has knowledge of Chinese medicine.
在某一方面很精通。
And so in that area, he's very thorough in his knowledge there.
他不能完全代表中医。
But he cannot represent all Chinese doctors.
没有其他意思，因为圣经上说 Spirit of Truth, Spirit of Life 就是，或者用另外一个词就是，他是那个to-go person。
But then when we talk about the Holy Spirit being the Spirit of Truth and Spirit of Life, He's definitely that go-to person.
如果你要找 truth 的话，
if you're looking for truth,
这个 truth 是指属灵的实际那个 truth.
And we're talking about real spiritual truth.
你一定要碰到圣灵。
Then you definitely have to touch the Holy Spirit.
如果你要找到在主里那个生命活泼的话，你一定要碰到圣灵。
If you want to find that real life, you have to touch the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵就是真理的圣灵，是生命的圣灵。
Because He is the Spirit of Truth and the Spirit of Life.
我们信了主，我们就有一个永远的生命在我们里面了。
When we believe in the Lord Jesus, we have that eternal life in us.
我们信了主，主一直在关注，就是这个属灵的生命有没有成长。
And then the Lord is very particular in looking at whether this life is growing.
就在我在明大读书的时候，我在等雪冰，那时候卡铺，在那里等他的时候。
When I was at the U and I was waiting for 雪冰 for a carpool.
然后我就看到一棵树。
Then I saw a tree there.
然后对我吸引很大。吸引很大。
Oh.I was very much attracted to that tree.
因为那个树整个都是绿色的。
Because that whole tree was green.
但是有一根是枯黄的。
But there was one stem that's dried up and yellow.
非常明显。
And it was very obvious.
它不是一个枝子掉在上面。
It's not a stem that...
然后掉在上面。
It's not a dead stem hanging on that living tree.
它的确还是连着这个树的。
You know, that...stem is still connected, that branch is still connected to the tree.
看起来跟其他枝子是一模一样的。
And if you look at that branch is like the others.
但是这个是绿色的，这个是枯寒的。
But one is dried up and the others were green.
后来我里面就有一个感觉。
And so within me, I felt this.
因为这个枝子缺乏新鲜的生命从树干中过来。
Now this branch lacked that.Lively life coming in from that tree.
我们心中都有一个渴慕，主啊，把生命赐给我。
We all say, Lord, give me that life.
但那条路到底在哪里呢？
But where is the way?
我们需要一些圣经中的真理。
So we need a truth from the Bible.
圣经告诉我们，圣灵住在我们里面。
The Bible said that the Holy Spirit is living in us.
主耶稣和神借着圣灵住在我们里面。
And God and the Lord Jesus through the Holy Spirit is living in us.
圣灵会教训教导我们怎么住在主里面。
And the Holy Spirit will teach us how to abide in the Lord.
他也会引导我们进入基督里面一切的丰盛和真实。
And He will lead us into all fullness and reality in Christ.
他要把主的生命不断地赐给我们。
He will give us continually that life of Christ.
这是圣经里启示我们的。
This is what is revealed in the Bible.
我就是我一点以前的学习和现在的学习有些交通。
And I want to share what I've learned in the past and recently.
我们需要认识圣灵住在我里面那个真实。
We have to know the reality of the Holy Spirit living in us.
这是一条里面的路。
This is an inward way.
曾经有一个姊妹盖恩夫人，她以前在真的碰到主之前，她里面是非常饥渴的要主的。
There was a woman, Madame Gayen, who wanted to the Lord even before she met the Lord.
她渴慕主的同在，也渴慕那个安息。
She wants to have the presence of the Lord and the rest in Him.
所以她可以读经好几个小时。
So she can read the Bible for many hours.
她可以在后院，在跟玛利亚的下面，可以也是蹲好几个小时在祷告。
So she was even praying before Mary for hours.
但是还是找不到那个同在和安息。
But she cannot find that presence of the Lord and the rest.
她苦苦的寻求。
She was looking for that, you know, in great difficulty.
她在外面找方法，找公式，找人的智慧。
She was looking for methods, men's wisdom.
然后后来终于有一天碰到一个，他说的是神人。
But one day she met this man of God.
就是很认识主的。
One who really knows the Lord.
那一句话点出了他的整个的问题。
And with one word, this man point out the problem.
他说你在外面去找那位在你里面的。
He said to her, you're looking from the outside, the one who is in you. That's why you cannot find him. Go back, look inward, and you will hear and know the presence of the Lord there. A person who really believes in the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit will definitely be living in you. Because the Lord said that you will receive the Holy Spirit if you believe. And naturally, that still small voice will be within you.
我最近收到一个message，是我们接触了一个刚刚信主的一个弟兄的一个问题。
I got a message, a question from a new believer.
他原先是很用头脑理性分析的人。
In the past, he always used his mind to analyze things.
后来他信主了，然后就离开我们当中了。
Later on, he believed, and after he believed, he left our midst.
因为他最近要写一篇文章，所以他看了许多文章，其中一篇的文章里面要，他问是不是要摆进 reference 里面。
And he looked at a lot of papers to write this one paper, and he was debating whether to put in one of the papers as a reference.
但是他有犹豫。
But he was not sure about it.
因为在这篇文章里是一个统计的文章，它里面有个变量，叫做 Lord.
Because in this paper, it's a statistics paper, and in there, there's a Lord. Oh, in there, there's a Lord there. Lord, L-O-R-D.
所以他就发短信，就是反正我知道一下，他说要不要引用。
And so he says, do I use this as a reference?
我心中一方面很感谢主。
On one hand, my heart, I was very thankful to the Lord.
因为他心中有这个感觉。
That he has this sense in his heart.
没有真的信主，不会对这个有很深的感觉。
If you are not really, if you don't belong to the Lord, you won't be sensitive to this issue.
所以盖尔夫人有一个比喻啊，她说圣灵的声音好像是，她说好像一个妈妈，她在孩子一岁的时候会，可能是当时的传统，有一根绳子系在她身上。
So Madame Guyan said that the Holy Spirit is like in the past, like when a child is below 1 year old.
Yeah.
Below 1 year old, they will have a string attached to the child.
对，就是还学走路嘛。
Because that child is still learning how to walk.
然后他走得正，走得对的话，那个绳子就越伸越长。
And if he's walking fine, they'll let that rope like go longer.
但是当那个孩子走到危险不对的地方，他就扯了。
But if the child is getting into danger, they will immediately shorten that rope.
神就是用这个圣灵的声音来确保我们，我们不管是言语啊、行为啊、思想啊，是不是走在神的路上。
So whether it's your thoughts, your speech, everything, the Holy Spirit is doing that.
我在想，这个好像是一个初步的学习。
Now this is an initial learning.
但是我们很可能有许多时候就是忘记了这个微小的声音去顺服。
But many times we forget this still small voice and we forget to obey that voice.
第二个学习就是圣灵不光是在一些零零碎碎的事情上给我们一些信号有声音。The
second learning is not only in small things that the Holy Spirit gives us signal.
而且圣灵是那个管家。
He is also the steward.
就是说我们一切生命的属灵生命的成长和境遇都是他安排的。
So our whole spiritual growth is actually under his control.
所以我们才知道圣经上说万事都互相效力叫爱神的人得益处。
That's why the Bible says that everything works for the good for all those who love God.
有一位弟兄他说在基督徒的生命当中
A brother said that in the life of Christians, there are no accidents, things are planned.
所以我刚信主的时候，感谢主，就是一位弟兄的交通，让我有一点在这方面的操练，让我能够走上去。
the Lord gave me this kind of learning and experience during when I first believed.
Yeah. 他说万事互相效力，这是神的话。
He said to me, the brother said to me that everything works for good. That's the word of God.
他说不是人的自我安慰。
This is not a comfort from man.
我们要用信心接受神的话。
We need to accept this word of God with faith.
他说在你生活中发生的每一件事，每一分钟临到你的，或者是你整个人生的旅程中遇到的，都是他的旨意。
Everything that happens in your life every minute, and also the whole journey of your life is under the Holy Spirit's control.
或者是特意量给我们的，或者是经过他许可的。
Some of them are like especially ordained for you, and some are allowed by him.
他说你必须相信，现在正在你身上发生的，就是神认为你是最需要的。
You have to regard what is happening to you right now is what the Lord feels is most needed by you.
他说 no plan B.
And there's no plan B.
所以我就试着，就是也试着操练。
And so I exercise this in my own life.
当我把这句话接到我心中的时候，我现在发生的事情，我能够经历主的安息。
And so when I accept this, I can sense the peace in me, whatever circumstance happens.
我们知道每个人信主之前都有历史。
We have a history before we believe in the Lord.
历史是没办法改的。
And we cannot change that history.
所以当我信主，在很前一段时间的时候，我就还是有一些事情过不去。
So at the beginning of my Christian life, there were things from the past that I couldn't get over.
就是说，小时候不小心被火烧到了。
For example, I wasn't careful and got burned when I was a child.
有永远的记号。
And so there's a mark forever on me.
我怎么会这样呢？
Why does such thing happen?
这里面有长久的一个自卑。
And so there was this a feeling of self-inferiority inside.
然后再想到就是家人因着你信主就给你很大的跟你有很大的矛盾冲突。
And then family members are have a lot of problem with me because I believe in the Lord.
然后我就在想，哎，要是我的家像 Andrew 的家，那多好。
And I thought, oh, if my family were like Andrew's family, that would be great.
因为父母亲都信主，许多矛盾没了。
Because the parents are believers, and you know that solves a lot of difficulties.
但那位弟兄说，这是主量给我的。
But the brother said, that's what the Lord especially gives you.
那你的主也说你的美意本是如此。
And then your will is good.
啊，这件事情就永远过去了。
And then this thing passed.
而还想到在Jacob 出生的时候。
And then when Jacob was born.
啊，之后小孩没出生之前欢欢喜喜。
And before he was born, I was really happy.
啊，出生之后就天昏地暗。
But then it was very different after he was born.
请了两个礼拜的假就是。天昏地暗围着他。
There was I took 2 weeks of vacation and it was always around him.
然后有人说，哎，小孩子长大几个月就会睡过夜了。
And people say, oh, after a while he'll be able to sleep the whole night.
我就天天盼着那一天。
And I just hope that day will come.
但是 Jacob 很 special.
But Jacob was very special.
他整整一年都没有睡过夜。
For a whole year, he never slept the whole night through.
所以那时候住在 CTC， 我们就是有时候睡不着，我们就从楼上搬到楼下睡地板。
And so we were living in CTC, and we cannot sleep upstairs. We come down and sleep on the floor downstairs.
那稍微有些吵，他就不睡了。
And then a little noise, you know, and he won't be asleep anymore.
所以那段时间常常是早晨三点钟就抱着他抱到六点。
So every night it's almost like I have to hold him from 3 a.m. to 6.
然后白天就去办公室。
And then morning have to go to work.
有时候心中很为难。
Sometimes I feel why does this happen.
他一点成就感都没有。
And there's no fulfillment in doing this.
但是那时候主还是给我一个感觉。
But the Lord gave me this feeling.
他说这就是我现在给你量的。
This is what I measured for you right now.
我就想到，如果我不接受，我就是抵赖主给我的，在这个时候给我的带领。
If I don't accept this, then I'm rejecting the leading of the Lord for me right now.
所以当我接受过来，我里面非常的清醒。
And when I can accept it, then it was very light within.
Yeah. 所以我们常常会觉得爱主、顺服主和经历主一定要显得一些很大的事情呢，或者传福音或者服侍弟兄姊妹的时候才是。
We always think that being submitting to the Lord has to be in things like when we're serving brothers and sisters or preaching the gospel.
但是有时候在我们身上正在发生的事情，我们却忽略了。
And yet we disregard things that are happening in our daily lives.
但愿我们在遇到小事的时候，我们能够对主说：“主啊，我谢谢你给我这个环境。”
May it be that when we're encountering small things in our daily life, we will say, Lord, this is from you.
如果我爱你，爱你就是现在。
If I love you, it is now.
如果我要顺服你，也是现在。
If I want to submit to you, it is now.
其实圣灵的讲不完的。
Yeah, there's so much to say about the Holy Spirit.
你要描述一个管家，不可能的。
It is hard to describe this steward.
但是圣灵的有两个工作，一个是圣灵会引导我们。
Now there are two works of the Holy Spirit. One is leading.
另外一个是圣灵会管制。
The other is discipline.
我就先没有时间，我就讲到圣灵的管制。
So I'll jump to the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的管制就是要在我们的生活当中，他要把十字架带到我们生命的里面。
So in the area of discipline, he wants to bring the cross to our lives.
十字架的工作就要是对付我们这个己。
The work of the cross is to deal with the self.
但是在我们里面有一个最大的在这事情上有一个拦阻，就是说我们会用自己魂的力量。
There is something against this because we will use the strength of our soul.
因为圣经上说，他说叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。
Well, the Lord tells us that the one that gives us life is the Spirit.
他说就是说，当一件事情没有碰到我们里面最深的，而只是碰到我们表面的，他说那个都不是真正圣灵的工作在我们里面。
If a thing only reaches the outward and not the deepest part, then it's not the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们可能是有些事情我们听到，就像弟兄以前也交通，就是我头脑中明白了，我也接受了。
So for us, maybe we hear something, message, and then mentally we accept this message.
那我们就以为我们己的问题已经被对付了。
Then we thought, oh, the self has already been dealt with.
那我就继续往前。
And then I just take the next step.
但圣灵的工作就常常把十字架像火一样工作在人的身上。
But the work of the Holy Spirit is taking the cross and like a fire, work it in us.
有一个特点就是烧过的东西它就再也不会被烧着。
We know that something that has gone through fire,It's not going to be rekindled.
你知道那个稻草是很容易被烧着着火的。
We know those like prairie grass, it's very easy to catch fire.
但是已经被烧过了，灰不会再复燃的。
But if it's already in ashes, it cannot be burned again.
它也不会再会带来危险的。
And there won't be any danger for fire anymore.
所以圣灵要在我们身上的工作是非常确定的。
So the work of the Holy Spirit in us is very definite.
他要光照我们，也要震动我们。
He wants to shine light on us and wants to shake us.
只有在我们在里面一个摸着我们真实的光景的时候
，When he touched the real condition in us,
他会说这件事就是我要对付的。
He will say, "This particular thing is what I want to deal with.
这可能就是我们里面的污秽。
Maybe this is the impurity in us.
我们里面的诡诈。
Or our being shrewd.
我们里面的不顺服。
Our disobedience.
我们的自义。
Or our self-righteousness.
我们的虚伪。
Or our being fake.
我们要得人的称赞。
Or our wanting praises of men.
我们里面其实很贫穷的。
So within us, we're actually very poor.
当他真的光照了碰在我们里面了，我们才真的能够进入那个十字架的经历里面。
And only when he shines his light on us can we really enter into the experience of the cross.
我就讲一个我自己的经历，那个是一年过年的时候。
So this is my experience when passing through a year.
Yeah, 所以过年我就打电话给我爸爸。
Oh, during like the Chinese New Year, I called my parents.
Yeah, 然后想跟他希望他新年好。
I was gonna greet them Happy New Year.
然后他可能多喝了一点酒。
And because he maybe drank a bit more.
然后就开始说许多对我不满意的话。
And so he talked about a lot of things that he was not pleased with me.
他说你信主了，追求的心就没了。
He said that you believe in the Lord, but your pursuing heart is not there.
就是说 pursue 这个世界上的东西的心没了。
What he meant is pursuing the world.
因为他觉得你应该来上海啊，来北京啊，然后你以前的经历来国内应该很容易找工作的。
Because what he's saying, you should come back to China. You should go to Beijing or Shanghai. You know those places. You can find a job there.
那最终回到就是因为你信主了。
And all of that, you don't do those because you believe in the Lord Jesus.
我一下里面就说话就变了。
And so immediately I changed my tone.
我一方面觉得，哎，这可能是我外面的有一个十字架要我对付的。
I feel like, okay, outwardly there's this cross that I have to deal with.
就是好像家人反对你信主。
Because the family members are against you because you believe in the Lord.
然后后来就很快就挂了电话。
And then very quickly we hang up the phone.
然后我好像还在argue 的时候，里面 argue 的时候。
And while I'm still arguing within me,
然后里面有说，就是说，我们都说我们在世人面前是渣滓。
And the voice said, we always say like we are but dust before the people of the world.
我们读了圣经，我们也说我们是渣滓。
And we also say we ourselves are but dust.
我可以说我是渣滓。
Can I say that of myself?
但别人不能说我是渣滓。
I can say that of myself, but I don't want other people to say that of me.
这不是主。
That's not the Lord.
对，我在那一天碰到这个，我碰到里面有个十字架。
So that day I met the cross within.
我说主啊，我也承认，我也接受人说我是渣滓。
I accept that men say I'm nothing.
我里面就有了安息。
And then inside of me there's rest.
我在想，我时间用了，我只是想借用啊，有时候韦修弟兄常常引用那个艾文·罗伯斯的一句话。
Brother Wei Shou always used the words of Evan Roberts.
因为人问他基督徒灵命长进的是秘诀在哪里。
Because people asked him, what's the secret of Christian growth?
他会反问一句话，他说你最后一次认罪是在什么时候。
And he always answered with a question like, when was the last time you confessed your sin?
我借用那句话，我说弟兄们，我们上一次听到圣灵的带领而且顺服是在什么时候。
I borrow that word and I say, when was the last time you heard the voice of the Holy Spirit and you submit to him?
你最近有顺服那里面微小的声音吗？
Have you obeyed that still small voice lately?
当你去听那个微小声音去立即去顺服的话，
When you heard that voice and immediately you obey,
你很快就发现你枯干的生命又重新得到滋润。
Then immediately your dried up life will get the anointing.
但愿我们能够回到生命圣灵带领我们这个生命的路里面。
May we come back to that way that's led by the Spirit of life.
我有一个感觉，就是当人都经历主，都能够 有主的生命不断地进来的时候，
when people can experience the life of the Lord and the life continually supply him，
信徒的心中就神的家就显得非常的丰富，
then the house of the Lord will show forth abundance，
那个赞美是真实的，
and that praise will be real。
仇敌最怕的就是这个。
And that is what the enemy is afraid of.
他要让神的儿女一直在枯干的里面，然后走不出来。
The enemy wants us to be all dried up and cannot get out of that situation.
所以这是我最近的一点感觉，愿我们都能够重新回到圣灵的带领里面。
So may we all go back to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
是主把这个圣灵赐给我们。
It is the Lord who gives us the Holy Spirit.
他要直到我们再见他的日子。
Until we meet him face to face.
直到彭弟兄他说圣灵，我用他的英文他说 ，Holy Spirit is faithful to us.
Brother Peng said, the Holy Spirit is faithful to us.
That's the most important us. 最重要的是。
And most important.
Holy Spirit is faithful to the Lord.
But most important, the Holy Spirit is faithful to the Lord.
因为他是照着神的心意带领我们每一个人。
Because he leads us according to the will of God.
愿主带领我们能够回到这个生命的路。
May we go back to the way of life.
先翻到以赛亚书。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
37:32.
37:32.
以赛亚书37:32.
Isaiah 37:32.
因为经文有点多，所以就我给大家读，然后也不需要翻译。
Because there are a lot of scripture, we'll only read this in Chinese.
以赛亚书37:32。
Isaiah 37:32。
必有剩余的民从耶路撒冷而出，必有逃脱的人从锡安山而来。万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。请我们注意，这里讲到万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
Please pay attention. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
然后我们翻到哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians.
7.
Chapter 7.
哥林多后书7:10-11.
Second Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10 and 11.
因为依着神的意思忧愁，就生出没有后悔的懊悔来，以致得救。但世俗的忧愁是叫人死。你看，你们依着神的意思忧愁，从此就生出何等的殷勤、自诉、自恨、恐惧、想念、热心、责罚，或作自责。在这一切事上，你们都表明自己是洁净的。然后我们翻到启示录。
Book of Revelation。
启示录的第二章。
Revelation chapter 2。
4-5.
Verse 4 and 5.
然而有一件事我要责备你。就是你把起初的爱心离弃了，所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。然后我们往后翻，翻到第三章。
Turn forward to chapter three.
第三章的14-16.
Verse 14-16.
你要写信给老底家教会的使者说，那为阿们的，为诚信真实见证的，在神创造万物之上为元首的说，我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热，你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。然后我们翻到雅歌书。
Song of Songs.
雅歌书第一章第四节的前半部分。
Song of Songs, chapter 1, verse 4, first half.
愿你吸引我，我们就快跑，跟随你。愿你吸引我，我们就快跑，跟随你。然后我们再翻回腓立比书。
Philippians.
腓立比书第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
第九到第十一节。
Verse 9 to verse 11.
我所祷告的就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多，使你们能分别是非，或做喜爱那美好的事，做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子，并靠着耶稣基督结满了仁义的果子，叫荣耀称赞归于神。然后我们翻到第三节，第三章
Chapter 3.
第三章的第七到第八节。
Chapter 3, verse 7 and verse 8.
只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。然后我们看第十三到第十四节。
Verse 13 and verse 14.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了。我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。我们经文就读到这。
We'll conclude our Bible reading for now.
有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们求你安静我们的心。
Lord Jesus, may you quiet our hearts.
主啊，我们谢谢你，主啊，每一次，主啊，聚在你的面前，主啊，你用你的真实。主啊，用你的爱来吸引我们。
We thank you that every time as we gather before your presence, you draw us with your truth and with your love.
主啊，愿我们的人在你面前是敞开的。
May we be open before you.
主啊，我们能够是那一个你说话我们能听见的人。
That we could be that one who, when you speak, we hear.
鉴察我们。
Examine us.
愿我们都能起来，来跟随。
May we all rise up to follow you.
奉主耶稣基督的。
Pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
那个八月一号的时候，我那个就是当时回国，然后在回国的那个国际航班上面，主感动我给我写下这篇交通。
On August 1st, when I was returning to China, when I was on the international flight, the Lord gave me this message and I wrote it down.
当我回想这八年的时间，神在我身上的带领。
As I look back to the last 8 years of the Lord's leading,
我也想到我自己信主也有十几个年头。
And I also remembered that I have believed the Lord for over a decade.
当我在那边思想的时候，
As I meditated,
我里面有一实在是感到有一件事情让我震惊。
And I was very shocked of one thing.
就是我竟然还走在主的路上。
That I would still be walking on the Lord's way.
我也可以跟主讲，主，我里面那个火还没有熄灭。
And I could tell the Lord, Lord, my fire towards you have not been quenched.
我想到有多少次我可以放弃了。
I remember so many times I could have given up.
有多少次我落在黑暗里面，我觉得我已经出，这次我一定不行了。
I have fallen into darkness and felt that there's no way out.
但是当我回过头来看，
But when I look back.
我知道主实在是怜悯我。
I know the Lord had mercy on me.
当我坐在那个候机室里面的时候，
When I was in the waiting room,
主给我里面只有一句话。
The Lord has only given me one phrase.
他说：“忘记背后，努力面前。”
Forgetting what is behind and looking to what is ahead.
向着标杆直跑。
Press on towards the goal.
我就感觉主在那边有许多的话要对我讲。
And I felt that the Lord had many things to say to me.
我也感觉主有许多的话要对我们讲。
And I felt that the Lord had a lot to say to us.
求主让我们能够来彼此思想，也彼此的提醒。
May we encourage one another and think about this together.
我今天是不是还在走这条路？
Today, are we still walking this way?
或者你从来没有跑过这条路？
Or perhaps we have never run on this way.
还是我以前跑过了？
Or perhaps I had run.
但我现在没有在跑。
But I'm no longer running.
当我们读到在以赛亚书里面，这里讲到耶和华的热心。
In the book of Isaiah, here it mentions the zeal of the Lord.
他说是耶和华的热心。
it says it's the zeal of the Lord.
不是人的热心。
It is not the zeal of man.
是耶和华的热心必要做成这事。
The zeal of the Lord will accomplish this.
不是人的热心要做成这事。
It is not the zeal of man that will accomplish this.
我们知道，当我们刚刚信主的时候，
When we first believed,
在我们的生命里面有一个转变。
There is a change in our lives.
我们因为听到福音，
because we heard of the gospel,
我们悔改转向我们的主。
We repented and turned back to our Lord.
我们在我们的里面遇见我们的主。
Within ourselves, within us, we met our Lord.
我们感觉在那边经历到一个从天上来的生命。
We experienced this life that came from heaven.
在这个生命里面，我们经历到一种爱是我们以前从来没有经历过。
In this life, we experienced some kind of love that we have never experienced before.
我们被这样的一个生命所充满，所震撼。
We were filled by this love, this life, and we were shocked by this.
在这个生命里面有天上的平安和喜乐和满足。
In this life, there is heavenly peace, there is heavenly contentment and heavenly joy.
在那个时候，我们真被这一位主吸引。
We were really drawn by the Lord at that time.
在哥林多后书里面，我们刚才读到。
In Second Corinthians, we just read.
当我们在那边悔改转向主的时候。
When we turn back to the Lord.
我们看到在我们里面产生一种的情感。
There is something that is occurred within us.
保罗在那边用一个词，在英文里面叫 earnestness.
Paul used the word earnestness.
就是一种的迫切，一种的渴慕，一种的渴望。
It is a kind of diligence. It is a kind of desire.
我去查了一下这个 earnestness 的意思。
I went and looked up what earnestness.
他想到是认真的。
It is diligent.
热心的。
With zeal.
真诚的。
With
sincerity， 这个就是保，这个就是在以赛亚书里面讲到从神而来的热心。
This is what Isaiah spoke of, the zeal of the Lord.
我们今天要问一个问题。
Today we will ask this one question.
我们是否有过这个经历
？Did we have this experience？
刚刚我们弟兄在带诗歌的时候讲到说，我们里面 supposedly 我们里面应当有那起初的爱的。
Our brother during singing time had mentioned that supposedly we had that first love.
在我们信主的时候，我们有没有过这样起初的爱？
When we believed the Lord, did we have that first love?
我们确实也知道，这不单单只是人情感的作祟。
We truly know that this is not just our emotions.
神的话给我们看到，那是耶和华的热心。
The Lord's words show us this is the zeal of the Lord.
是神借着圣灵，他第一次把他的爱浇灌在我们里面。
It is God through the Holy Spirit.Poured out to us for the first time.
在那一个爱的里面，你有一个感觉说，主啊，我现在好像什么都可以不要。
In that love, I had this feeling that I can cast down everything.
我好像什么都可以不顾的。
I can just not care about anything else.
好像这个世界上没有什么比主更美好的。
There is nothing on this world that is more beautiful than our Lord.
没有什么可以跟主相比。
There's nothing that compares with the Lord.
我们在那里面对着他有一种非常单纯的爱。
We have a very simple love towards him.
我想那个时候主在我们里面实在是首位的。
During that time, indeed, he is first in our
heart. 这就是起初的爱。
That is first love.
我们要问。
We ask.
你现在还有吗
？Do you still have that?
你以前有过，你现在还有吗
？You had that before. Do you have that now?
你有过那样的认真，你有过那样的火热，你现在还有那样的吗
？You were that diligent. You were that zealous before.
你现在对着主还是真诚的吗？
Are you still sincere before the Lord?
还是你里面已经冷掉了？
Or perhaps you have grown cold?
还是你根本就轻看这种的热心？
Or perhaps you even belittle this kind of zeal?
你说我不想跟这个热心有任何关系。
You say that I do not want anything to do with this zeal.
但是神的话告诉我们，只有耶和华的热心必成就他的旨意的。
But the Lord's words say that the zeal of the Lord must accomplish this.
为什么我们会失去呢？
How come we would lose this?
因为我们没有继续的转向主，我们没有去认识他。
Because we are not continually turning to the Lord, continue to know the Lord.
或者有其他的东西进到我们心里，霸占了我们的心。
Perhaps there are other things that enter into our hearts and consumed our hearts.
代替主在你里面的位置。
To replace the position that the Lord has within you.
上周潘晓的交通让我非常的感动。
Last week I was very touched by the sharing of our sister 潘晓。
我们今天外面可以有很多属灵的事物。
Today we could have a lot of outward spiritual matters.
有许多的活动。
A lot of activity.
充足的知识。
A lot of knowledge.
各种的聚会和各种的交通。
A lot of meetings and fellowship.
但是神的话给我们看见。
But the Lord's word let us see.
我们今天若失去了那起初的爱。
If we have lost that first love.
这些事都变成不真实。
These are all fake.
都变成宗教的虚假。
These are all religion.
主说我们如果不恢复起初来，
The Lord says, if we do not recover that first love,
他要把那个见证从我们中间挪去。
He'll remove that testimony from among.
他要把我们吐出去。
He will spit us out.
耶和华的热心必成就这事。
The zeal of the Lord will accomplish this.
今天神的旨意不能在我们里面通行，神的教会不能建造，因为我们里面没有那个热心。
Today, the will of the Lord cannot be accomplished in our midst. His church cannot be established because of this.
如果我们里面没有这个。
If we do not have this,
我们今天都要倒闭在旷野。
Then we will all fall in the wilderness.
在雅歌书里面讲，吸引我，我们就快跑随你。
In Song of Songs, it says, "Draw me away, and we will run after you."
在这一个火热的里面，我们遇见了主，我们有个感觉，他吸引我要跑，快跑跟随他。
When we met the Lord, we have this feeling, He draw me, and we will run after Him.
我们今天一定要来快跑。
Today we have to run after Him.
我们知道在神那里已经给我们定下一个目标，也给我们定下一条的道路。
We know that with God He had already established a purpose and a way.
这个目标就是基督。
The goal is Christ.
这条道路就是十字架的道路。
The way is the way of the cross.
我们必须要跑。
We have to run this race.
基督徒不应当只是仅仅得救的。
Christians should not only be saved.
我们的生命是应该被烧着的。
Our life should be burned up.
应该被烧尽的。
To be burned away,
应该被当作祭物献给神。
To be offered up as living sacrifice.
耶和华的热心要求我们全人都献给他。
The zeal of the Lord requires that we give Him completely ourselves.
他要我们尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力来爱我们的主。
To love Him with all our heart and all our mind and all our strength and all our soul.
弟兄姊妹，你在跑吗
？Brothers and sisters, are you running?
你的生命是为主燃烧的吗？
Is your life burnt for him?
还是你在那边追求舒适安逸的生活？
Are you still looking after a comfortable life?
并且你对自己这样的生活非常的满意呢？
And perhaps you're very content with your comfortable life.
你是对主保留的吗？
Or do you have a reservation before the Lord?
你像这里讲到我对主是冷淡的吗？
Is it like what here it says that we are cold before him?
还是你是不冷不热呢？
Or perhaps we're lukewarm.
你说你是基督徒。
You say you're a Christian.
但为什么你对主的感情这样少？
So why is your affection towards him this little?
你是不是太专注你自己在世界上所能得到的东西？
Are you too trapped by the things that you want to gain in this world?
你的事业，
your career，
你的婚姻，
your marriage，
大房子，
a big house，
名车，
a famous car，
舒适的生活，
a comfortable life，
社会地位。
A position in the society.
还是你在跑这条天路？
Or are you running this heavenly way?
你是把自己完全倾倒出来的？
Have you poured out yourself completely?
为要得到那从天上来的奖赏？
To gain that heavenly reward.
还是你根本没有在跑？
Or are you not running anymore?
如果你没有在跑，
If you are not running,
你这一生就是浪费。
Then your entire life is a waste.
实在祷告，我们在主面前能够有一颗悔改的心。
I pray that before the Lord, we can have a repenting heart.
求主给我们那耶和华的热心。
They ask the Lord to give us that zeal of the Lord.
我今天交通奔跑，我讲到两件事情。
Today I want to share on running, pressing on, and there.
不好意思，题目没有给你们。
There are two things. I'm sorry I did not tell you the topic earlier.
第一件是奔跑的条件。
The first is a condition for pressing on.
请我们翻到罗马书第九章。
Let us turn to the Book of Romans, chapter 9.
罗马书第九章。第十六节
Romans 9:16
难道我就读一下不需要翻译
We will only read this in Chinese
据此看来这不在乎那定义的也不在乎那奔跑只在乎发怜悯的神哥林多前书十五章
First Corinthians chapter 15
哥林多前书十五章第十节
1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 10
然而我今日成了何等人是蒙神的恩才成的并且他所赐我的恩不是徒然的我比众圣徒格外劳苦这原不是我乃是神的恩与我同在腓立比书我们翻回到腓立比书第一章
Let's turn back to the book of Philippians chapter 1
第一章的第六节
Chapter 1 verse 6
我深信那在你们心里动了善功的必成全这功 直到耶稣基督的那日。所以我们刚才读的那几处的经文，我们很清楚地看到。
From the scriptures that we just read, we are very clear.
我们今天可以奔跑的前提。
The prerequisite for us to be able to run today.
不是我们能跑。
It is not that we can run.
是他的恩典让我们能跑。
It is His grace that allows us to run.
他用他的恩典在基督里招了我们。
He uses His grace within Christ to call us.
所以一切是从恩典开始。
So all of this starts with grace.
也靠着恩典成全。
And it is accomplished by grace.
不是我们有什么好。
It is not that we have any good.
不是有我们有什么良善。
It is not that we have any goodness.
不是我们有什么能干。
It is not that we have any talent.
也不是我们有多智慧，让他选中我们。
It is not that we have any wisdom or intelligence that he chose us.
就像这里保罗的感觉说，我成了什么样的人？
Like what Paul said, what I am.
What I am. Yeah.
What I am.
他的感觉说，我以前又是什么样的人？
He felt, what was I before?
我从前什么样不值得、不配的人？
I was someone who is not worthy.
我今天成了什么样的人？
Today, I am what I am.
弟兄姊妹，你怎么感觉你的自己？
Brothers and sisters, how do you feel about yourself?
你是感觉我是非常特别的人呢？
Do you feel that I'm someone very special?
你觉得我是所有人当中我是最好的人呢？
You feel like you're the best person within all.
你觉得我是最聪明的人呢？
You think you're the smartest person.
还是你有一个感觉像这里保罗说的？
Or do you have the feeling like what Paul said here?
我以前，我现在成了什么样的人？
I was that. I am now.
我最近有个感觉，主给我感觉说，我是一个 extraordinary person.
In the past, I felt that I was an extraordinary...
No, not in the past, right now.
Right now, I feel that I am an extraordinary, ordinary person.
Wow, 我以前没看见呢。
I did not see this before.
所以总觉得自己是 someone special.
I always felt I was someone special.
当你真的看见了。
When I saw that.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我是一个超乎寻常寻常的人。
I am an extraordinary, ordinary person.
我看到我自己实在是走不上去的。
I see that I cannot walk this way.
我以前读罗马书这一节的时候，他说不在乎那奔跑的，不在乎那定义的。
When I was reading Romans before, it says that not him who wills, nor of him who runs.
我以为说，难道神你不让我们跑，不让我们定义吗？
Then I thought to the Lord, do you not let us will? Do you not let us run?
我现在明白了。
Now I understand.
不是的。
Not so.
是因为我们越跑，我们越追求主，我们就越发现我不能跑，我追求不了主。
The more we run, we realize that we cannot run. The more we pursue, we realize we cannot run.
当我看到我不行的时候，
When I see that I cannot,
我实在经历，他能让我跑，他能让我定义。
Then I experience that he can let me will, he can let me run.
所以我就一个人家往前跑。
So that I will continue to run even more.
你就越发经历这是他的恩典。
Then I would know that this is by his grace.
所以保罗说，我越经历他的恩典，我就越发劳苦。
So Paul says that the more grace I experience, then the more I labor.
我就越发的殷勤。
Then I'm more diligent.
今天恩典不是一个借口，让我们在那里坐着花轿进天堂的。
Grace is not an excuse for us to simply sit here and go to heaven.
不是，正好相反。
Completely opposite.
我们越跑，我们就越经历他的恩典。
The more we run, the more we experience.
他的恩典就越往把我们往前推。
His grace will push us even more.
他在腓立比书里面讲说，他在我们里面所开始的善工，他必做成。
In Philippians, he says that the good work that he has done in us will be completed.
他是始。他也是终。
He is the beginning. He is the end.
他会负我们一切的责任。
He will take up all the responsibility.
我们所要做的就是把自己交在他的手。
What we need is to give ourselves to him.
什么是恩典？
What is grace?
恩典不是我们用天然的那种想法觉得说神给我的好处。
Grace is not just our natural thinking of whatever the Lord gives us good thing.
当圣经里面讲到恩典的时候，它是讲到神在基督里面借着十字架所做成的工作。
In the Bible, it says, "Of this is the work that He has accomplished through the cross."
在神的恩典里面，神赐下三件的事情。
In His grace, He has given us three things.
一个，他把我们放在基督里，与他一同钉十字架。
He has placed us first. He has placed us within Christ to be crucified with Him.
第二个，就是内住在我们里面的圣灵。
Second, there's an indwelling Holy Spirit.
第三个就是在圣灵里面所赐给我们的信心。
The third is the faith that we have in the Holy Spirit.
今天我们要知道神的工作已经做成了。
We need to know today that His work is finished.
借着神在十字架上的工作，我们已经与他一同钉十字架。
By that work, finished work on the cross, we are already crucified with Him.
他借着十字架解决了罪、律法的问题。
By the cross, He has dealt with the problem of sin and of the law.
对付了我们的肉体、我们的己。
Of our flesh and of ourselves.
也对付了撒旦。
And also of Satan.
天上地下一切的权柄，他都胜过。
All the authority in heaven or on earth, He has overcome.
圣经里面讲到说，他已经掳掠众仇敌，登上高天，坐在神的宝座。
The Bible says He had led captives in His train and had set in heaven.
当主在升天的时候，他跟我们讲，他说天上地下一切的权柄都已经是他的了。
When He ascended, He says that all authority in heaven and on earth is His.
这是属灵的实际。
This is a spiritual reality.
这个属灵的实际不是讲到我们这一面，是讲到在神那一面已经是实际了。
This spiritual reality does not talk of our condition, but it is on God's side. It is
accomplished. 所有一切的工作已经做成。
All the work is finished.
这一切虽是我们不能看到，可能你还没有经历到，但它确确实实是真的。
Perhaps we cannot see it. Perhaps we have not experienced it, but this is true.
刚刚我们弟兄跟我们讲到圣灵。
Our brother has shared with us Holy Spirit.
圣灵要把我们带进这属灵实际的真实里面。
The Holy Spirit will lead us into the spiritual reality.
圣灵要在我们里面开始一个工作，就是把这一些主所做成的工作，成为我们真实的经历，可以活出来。
He will start, do this work in us that whatever is started, it will become our reality.
今天我们需要看到一个事实。
We have to see one truth today.
就是神已经把全部的基督给了我们。
That God has already given us the entire Christ.
不是一部分的基督，不是一方面的基督，而是全部的基督。
Not just a partial Christ, but a complete Christ.
虽然好像在我们经历里面，我们感觉是一部分的基督。
Even though in our experience, it might feel like it is only a partial.
但在事实上，它却是全部的基督。
But in reality, it is complete.
基督的生命在圣经里面讲到，就好像是那个真那个种子一样。
Christ's life in the Bible is talked as the seed.
刚刚弟兄他讲到树。
Our brother has shared about the tree.
但是我要讲种子。
But I want to share about the seed.
当我们看到种子的时候，我们看到说这个种子我们还没有看到任何的叶子啊、枝条啊、花朵、果实或树干。
When we see a seed, we do not see the flowers, the trunk, the leaves, or anything else.
但你知道在这个种子里面已经包含了这棵果树的一切的东西了。
But the seed contains all that.
我们现在学那个生物生命科学比较发达了。
Now we have more biotechnology.
我们知道在这个种子里面，为什么它包含了所有这些？因为它里面有这棵树所有的基因都在它。
Because we know that in the seed it can encompass all this because it has all the DNA of the tree.
所以当你看到这个种子，你知道有一天这个种子它可以发芽长成一棵大树的。
So when you see the seed, you know that one day it can become a tree.
所以在这个种子里面就蕴含了极大的能力。
So within the seed, there is great power.
我叫这个叫潜能。
This is potential.
潜能是什么？
What is potential?
就是我现在还看不到。
It is I cannot see it now.
但已经在那里了。
But it is there.
这所有的特质都在那里了。
All the characteristics are there.
并且我们今天每一个弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人都有这个潜能。
Every one of us have that potential.
没有人是特别的。
There's no one who's special.
也没有人说我不行的。
And there's no one who can say I cannot.
因为我们每一个人在我们里面，主已经都把这个潜能给我们。
Because within us, the Lord has given every single one of us this potential.
我们今天在我们身上虽然经历不到基督的丰盛，还没有完全经历到基督的丰盛。
Today, even though we cannot fully experience the fullness of Christ.
但是如果这颗种子愿意被埋葬，被用尽。那里面的生命就要冲出来，让我们经历它的丰盛。
If the seed, we are willing to let the seed be buried and die, then it, the life within can grow and be manifested.
这是我们今天的盼望。
This is our hope today.
除了前面两样，神还给我们信心。
Besides those two, the Lord has also given us faith.
这件事我就不多讲。
I will not speak too much upon this.
但我们今天必须要走信心的路。
But today we need to walk the way of faith.
不然我刚刚所讲的。
Otherwise, whatever I just shared
就不可能是真，在我们身上是真实的。
Could not be true in our lives.
第二件事，我想稍微交通一点。
The second thing I would like to share.
我们如何跑
How do we run?
我想借着腓立比书第一章九到十一节稍微交通几点。
I would like to share from Philippians chapter 1 verse 9 through 11.
他这里讲说，我所祷告的是要你们的爱心在知识和见识上，各样见识上多而又多。
Here it says, I pray that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment.
所以你看到这里的爱心是可以长的。
Here you see that the love may abound.
我们对主的热情是可以长的。
Our love towards the Lord can abound, can grow.
但是你必须是有根有基。
But we need to be rooted.
我们今天跑，不是无定向，不是瞎眼，瞎热心。
Today as we run, it is not without direction or with a blind zeal.
而是有根有基。
But we have a foundation, we are rooted.
这个根基让我们里面越来越明白我们奔跑的目标和我们奔跑的道路。
This foundation lets us see more and more clearly what is the goal of our running.
如果我们今天没有这个根基，我们的火马上就灭了。
If we do not have this foundation, then our fire will be quenched.
我们里面的对主的爱也不会增长。
And our love towards the Lord will not increase.
在这里面讲到两个根基。
Here it speaks of two foundations.
一个是讲到在知识上。
One is in knowledge.
这个知识是讲到真知识。
This is a true knowledge.
这个知识不是讲到客观对主的一些的了解和认识。
This is not simply an objective knowledge of what the Lord is.
不是我得着一些圣经的知识和道理。
It is not just gaining some biblical knowledge.
或者我知道一些历史和文化的东西。
Or perhaps I know some history or humanity.
这里的真知识是讲到我们在主那边有启示。
But here the true knowledge speaks of that we have revelation from.
这个奔跑就是这个样的奔跑，就是保罗说的，我竭力追求认识基督。
This running is like what Paul says that I strive to run to know him.
所以我们今天要跑得对，跑得好，就必须在神的话上花功夫。
So if we want to be able to run correctly, then we need to spend effort.
这点我就不多交通。
I will not share more on this point.
我想讲一点。
I will mention one thing.
当我们在读主的话的时候，
When we read the word,
我们一定要把自己的心带到主的面前。
We have to bring our heart before him.
要用一颗祷告的心来寻求。
To seek after with a prayerful heart.
用我们里面的灵来读主的话。
To use our spirit within to read his word.
不是用自己的头脑和聪明在那边分析。
Not just using our minds and our intelligence to analyze.
求主一边读一边跟主祷告，让主把他的话向我们解开。
So that as we read, we can also pray to ask him to reveal his words to us.
今天我们求主，让我们在主的话里面认识三件的事情。
In his words, let us know three things.
就是基督的所事。
Who
Christ is.
Who Christ is.
他的性情和他做事的原则。
His nature and his principle of how he works.
第二个，基督的工作。
Second, the work of Christ.
他所做成的工作。
What he has accomplished.
第三个。
Third,
神的需要和他的旨意。
What God's purpose and his needs.
我们读圣经不能老是按照我的需要来读的。
We cannot only read the Bible according to our needs.
今天在神那边，他有一个需要。
With the Lord, he has a need.
我们要求主让我们能够认识。
We need to ask the Lord to let us see that.
所以你的爱慕必须要找到根基在哪里，在主的话上。
So our love towards the Lord needs to have a foundation where in his, the knowledge in His Word.
并且你心里面要有一个感觉，说主，我读到，我来经历的。
And you have to have this desire that as you read, you also want to experience it.
第二根基是各样见识上。
The second foundation here mentioned is all discernment.
英文的原文讲到 all discernment.
In English, it is all discernment.
Discernment 的意思就是分辨。
Discernment means to discern.
在创世纪一开始的时候，
At the beginning of Genesis,
神在那边说，我要把光和暗分开。
The Lord says, I will separate light from darkness.
所以真正的见识就是讲到我们有一个属灵的分辨力。
So true discernment is to say that we have a spiritual discernment.
这个属灵的分辨力是从我们属灵的经历里面来的。
Spiritual discernment comes from spiritual experience.
不是从道理来的。
Not from
doctrines.
Not from doctrines.
这个属灵的分辨力可以让我们把属神的和属人的分开。
This discernment can let us separate what is from God and what is of man.
属灵的属魂的分开。
Of the spirit or of the soul can be discerned.
罪和义分开。
separate the sin from righteousness.
真的和假的分开。
Something true from something false.
知识和经历分开。
From knowledge and experience.
还有很多。
And other things.
所以今这次西岸聚会啊，兄弟兄有讲到第一种的聪明。
During WCCC, our brother Godwin has shared on
intelligence.
Some kind of intelligence.
Yeah. 他这种聪明就是你不仅找到了主的原则，你还知道怎么去实行它。
This kind of intelligence is not only do we know his principle, but also know how to carry it out.
我想要有很多属灵的经历有很多，我只讲两一点。
Spiritual experiences are many. I only want to mention two.
一点就是学习在圣灵中行走。
One is to learn to walk in the spirit.
这是刚刚季风已经交通了很多了。
This is what our brother Ji Feng had already shared.
所以他帮我 cover 了很多。
So he had covered much for me.
但是在英文里面讲就是说 walk in spirit.
In English it says walk in spirit.
我们今天要跑得好，我必须知道先怎么走。
To be able to run, we first need to know how to walk.
你知道一个 baby 他要跑，他要先学会怎么走。
You know, a baby needs to learn first how to walk before how to run.
我们今天基督徒往前走道路，不是用头脑和分析的。
Today, Christians, as we walk this way, it is not using analysis.
不是用外面做的。
Not outward things.
你如果用头脑啊，你就好像爬一样。
If you're using your mind, then it is as if you're crawling.
我上周去那个靖宇家，就是看 Caleb.
Last week, I went to our brother Jingyu's house to look at Caleb.
他还不会爬。
He doesn't know how to crawl yet.
但他知道怎么趴。
But he knows how to fall prostrate.
所以他就在那边动啊，他就这个人就会转，你知道吗？
So then he would wiggle around.
你知道吗？今天不知道你怎么，你如果没有走对的话，我们今天就是这样子。
If you do not know how to walk, then that would be your condition.
或者有时候你走路是吧？你走路你先要有左右顺序的嘛，对吧？
When you walk, you have to use both your feet.
有时候你走错的话，你可能是两个脚一起走，就僵尸，对吧？
If you walk with both your feet, then you would look really strange.
所以我们今天一定要知道我们怎么走。
So we need to know how to walk.
我们要求主帮我们能够摸到我们里面生命的感觉。
We need to let the Lord let us help us to touch that feeling of life.
虽然跑是冲上去的。
Even though when we run, we need to run fast.
但是跟随主是很谨慎的在往前走。
But to pursue the Lord, we need to walk very carefully before Him.
约翰一书里面讲说，我们有这个圣灵的恩膏。
First John speaks of this anointment.
有恩膏的教训。
This is a teaching of anointment.
它里面讲说是在凡事上教导我们。
He says that he teaches us in all things.
In all things.
In all things.
我们有没有想过，我们如果把这一句话是非常严肃、非常准确的来 take 的话
？If we consider this very seriously and very accurately.
他说是在所有的事情。
He says in all things.
从小事到大事。
From small things to big things.
小事，比如说你开车的时候。
Perhaps little things as you drive.
你看书的时候。
When you read.
吃饭。
Eat.
睡觉。
Sleep.
或者你出远门。
Or you go on a journey.
大到你在人生的重大的抉择上。
Big things, perhaps all the decisions, big decisions in life.
圣灵很细致的会在我们的生活中一点点将我们带到属灵的实际里面。
The Holy Spirit very delicately brings us into spiritual reality.
你真的摸过圣灵，你就慢慢学习一点什么叫分辨。
If you touch the Holy Spirit, then you will know what is discernment.
你摸了真的，你就知道什么是假的。
If you touch the true thing, then you know what is fake.
如果我们今天不操练里面跟随圣灵的路。
If we do not exercise this inner way of pursuing the Holy Spirit, then we would never know how to discern. Then we would have a lot of things mixed in our church.
第二件事情,
Second thing,
经历失败和错误,
experience failures and errors,
再爬起来,
and rise up again.
没有一个人跑过他不摔跤的。
There is no one who runs who never falls.
你跑的时候,你一定会软弱。你一定会疲乏。
When you run, you'll be weak, you'll be tired.
你也会迷茫。
You will be lost.
你会灰心。
You will lose heart.
你也会惧怕。
You will be afraid.
甚至你经历非常大的失败。
And perhaps you will even experience very great failures.
那如果你走过的话，
if you come through,
你会为这些感谢什么？
You can thank the Lord for these things.
你经过这些，你终于对自己有一点点的认识了。
Because experiencing these, you will know yourself.
原来我是跑不了的。
I am someone who cannot run.
我必须要依靠他。
I need to rely on him.
你弟兄曾经在复兴报里面有说过一句话，我本来是摘下来想跟大家读，但是没有时间读。
Brother Nee has written this that I do not have time to read.
他讲，他说，神喜悦他的儿女犯罪，过于他们行善。
The God delights in His children having errors and sinning rather than for them to do good things.
他说，你们不要误解我。
Do not take this the wrong way.
他说，信徒犯罪越多，神就越喜悦。
The more that people sin, the more God is delighted.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们里面充满了自视、自夸和自主。
Because we are filled with self righteousness, self pride.
因此，我们是非常不认识我们自己的人。
So that we are people who do not know ourselves.
弟兄姊妹们，我刚才问过，你们怎么觉得你自己的？
Brothers and sisters, I have asked, how do you feel about yourself?
你哪一种的感觉更多一点？说我自己是可怜、可笑和可恶呢，还是我是自视、自夸和自足呢？
Do you feel that you are wretched and blind, or do you feel that you have a lot of good things and you're proud and you're righteous?
如果你在你的里面感觉我是一个很得胜的人，
If you feel that you're very holy,
我想你可能活在一个虚假的情况。
Perhaps you're living in a fake situation.
求主鉴察我们的心。
May the Lord examine our hearts.
我们今天经历下沉，我们感谢主。
Today when
we experience despair,
when we experience despair, we thank the Lord.
因为你这样可以经历到神的安慰和在他里面的盼望。
Then we can experience His comfort and His hope.
当你迷茫的时候，你要感谢主。
When we're lost, we need to thank the Lord.
你终于可以明白一点他的引导是什么。
We can understand how He leads.
当你陷在罪里的时候，感谢主。
When we are in sin, we thank the Lord.
你终于开始宝贵他的血。
We will treasure His precious
blood. 你也开始宝贵他的生命，成为你的扶持。
We'll treasure that His life is our sustenance.
当你经历，当你闯了很多祸，
When we have many failures,
你现在知道你要让他替你来活。
We know that we need to let Him live for us.
我们今天不要觉得说我不可能失败的。
Let us not think that we will never fail. This is impossible.
这是必经之路。
This is the path that we will have to walk.
在创世纪里面，主也讲说，有早晨，有晚上，这是一天。
The Lord has spoken in Genesis that there is day and there is night.
十字架经历是丰满。
The experience of the cross is bountiful.
昨天我们聚会的时候，有个弟兄说，是我们弟兄问我们十字架是什么。
Yesterday during our meeting, someone asked what is the cross.
有很多人觉得十字架受苦。
A lot of people think the cross means suffering.
如果你觉得十字架受苦，说明你没有背过十字架。
If you feel like cross is suffering, that means you have not carried your cross.
受苦是十字架一面的。
Because suffering is only one side.
如果你觉得十字架是得胜，是荣耀的。
If you feel like the cross is victorious,
你也没有背过十字架。
Then you also have not carried your cross.
十字架是丰满的经历。
Because the cross is a bountiful experience.
当我们经过一点的失败和软弱，
When we experience some failures,
我们里面终于有一点基督的怜悯，
Then we finally have a little bit of Christ's mercy.
我们可以成为一个不是用框架律法去框别人的人，
And we could be someone who is not just using the law.
我们知道怎么去扶持别人，
But we can help others.
最后我就最后讲一点，我必须得讲。
I will conclude with one point. I have to say this.
他这里你们读下去看到说，使你们能分辨是非，或者讲到喜爱那美好的事。
Here it says that you may approve the things that are excellent.
这个英文里面叫 what is excellent.
It says what is excellent.
这个词在保罗他说我以认识基督耶稣为至宝，那个是一个词 the excellency of knowing Christ.
This is the same word as Paul used the excellency of knowing Christ.
这个讲到当我终于在这里面有一点点学习的时候，在你的里面有一种感觉，我真的觉得基督是那上好的。
When you have some learning, then finally you feel indeed this is the most excellent thing.
你以前要的是主的祝福。
Before you wanted the Lord's blessing.
你现在要祝福我的主。
Now you want to bless our Lord.
你以前要的是平安和喜乐。
You wanted peace and joy before.
你现在要的是主自己。
Now you want the Lord himself.
你以前只能在顺境里面感谢他。
In the past, you can only thank the Lord when things are good.
你现在能够在各样的环境，你能够把赞美敬拜归给他。
Now you can thank him, worship him, and praise him in all circumstances.
你可以讲，有主就够了。
And you can say it is enough.
最后他这里讲。说我们要结满了仁义的果子。
That we will have fruits of righteousness.
我们要结果子。
We will have fruits.
我就交通就停到这里。
I will end my sharing here.
希望我们彼此的勉励。
May we encourage one another.
愿我们把我们自己奉献给主。
May we give ourselves to consecrate ourselves once again to the Lord.
我们一起祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们求你，主啊，实在向我们施怜悯。
Lord.Jesus, may you give us mercy.
主啊，如果你自己的热心不在我们里面，
if your zeal is not within us,
主啊，我们都在浪费时间，
then we're wasting our time.
主啊，我们求你在我们里面恢复那起初的爱心。
May you recover that first love within us.
教导我们怎么样走路。
Teach us how to walk.
主啊，帮助我们能够真实的看见，主啊，什么是我们在浪费时间。
That we may truly know what it is that we're wasting our
time. 带我们进入那属灵的世界。
Bring us into spiritual reality.
鉴察我们的心。
Examine our hearts.
愿你在我们生活中，你是我们的主。
May you be Lord in our daily lives.
奉主耶稣基督的。
Pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.